This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. I hope you had a wonderful, glorious, fantastic weekend. Hope you made it to the house of God, that you worshiped the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when you left, you felt empowered to go out and love your neighbor as yourself. And we want to thank you for coming back Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, both of those here on 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. And then also at 10:30 of a morning, you can find another transmission of this over on WWBC 1510 AM. Some of the other frequencies for that are 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. You can find the Refresh Radio program at 10:30 of a morning, Monday through Friday, on all of those frequencies, depending on which signal is strongest in your area. So want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. They serve a valuable purpose here in Brevard County. I believe that air conditioning is one of the most glorious inventions that helped make living in Florida much more comfortable, if you will, much more possible. And Wyrick Air makes sure that those air conditioning systems and heating systems and electrical supply issues, that all of those are taken care of. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They've been taking care of problems with air conditioners, heating, and electrical for over 50 years. They work in residential and light commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They bring biblical values to their company and to their service calls. Dennis pastors a church in Geneva and does a great job. They are precious saints. They are valuable members of the body of Christ here in Brevard County. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. If this sounds like a resource that might be of benefit to you, they can be reached at 321-632-9538. Their license number is CAC182-1309. Wyrick Air is W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. And their phone number, once again, 321-632-9538. We thank them for being friends and being friends of the Refresh Radio program. Psalm 63. This is a psalm that David wrote. It was when he was in the wilderness of Judah and he was running from Saul. And this is what he said. I don't know if you've ever felt like your problems were chasing you down, but that's what David was going through. He wasn't living in the palace like he had been. He is now in the wilderness of Judah, which is really a very barren, dangerous, difficult place. It's a place where predators are looking for prey, and they're looking. If you've got something that a bigger predator wants, they take it. That's the environment that David learned to thrive in. He became known as having a reputation for being able to survive in atmospheres that not many other people would be able to survive in. So this is what it says. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with my joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed and I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. So we're talking about praising God. And for David, it was a recognition of who God was, by nature, by position, but also by relationship. He was not just God. David said, "You are my God." You know, when something is personal, when there's a relationship, the things of life hit closer to home for those that you are in relationship with than if it is a total stranger. It's not always the case. I remember seeing a person that was riding a bicycle. They got hit by a drunk driver and they landed in our driveway. And that struck home because it was close to home. It was not pretty. And so, you know, for me, I've had lots of pictures in my life of people whose lives have been destroyed by substances that I said, you know what? I don't want to have anything to do with those. There is nothing beneficial that can come out of that. And so I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Well, with God, we need to realize he's our God. The things of God need to strike home very close for us. And he says, "Early will I seek you." Now, you can look at that a couple of different ways. You can look at that as early in the day. You can look at that as early in the life. I had a pastor that I knew that when he was commenting about this verse, he was a night owl. He preferred staying up into the wee hours of the morning doing his sermon preparation that way. And he joked that when David said this, he was speaking of personal opinion because this guy, he wasn't necessarily going to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I can tell you that whenever we make it not just a matter of our day, but a matter of our life, that the earlier we get God seated on the throne, the better our life is going to be. It's a ongoing lifelong pursuit. And so I will tell you that if you are making the priority of seeking God something that happens early in your day, you are going to be better equipped to minister to your coworkers, to your family members. You're going to be in a better position spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And so make sure that you put God first, not only from a theoretical position, but from a time priority. David writes here, "My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you, in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." There are things that we realize that God has the ability to provide for us both physically and mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that we're not going to find any other place. It is a longing for God. Now, if you were in the wilderness of Israel, you would find that those wild places, those barren places, water is a priority. The two most driving forces in creatures' lives that survive in that area is the need for food and the need for water. And everybody might, all of the creatures may eat differently, but they all have that central need for hydration. And so you just made sure that the time that you were going to the watering hole was a time when your predators weren't there and a time when your friends were there. So you'd go at a safe time. We have a central need, all of us do. We desperately need God. Desperately need God. So I would encourage you to make sure that you have personal relationship with Him and you have priority for Him in your life. When you have said that you are early, I'm going to seek you, and I thirst for you, I long for you, it goes on that then there is going to be a looking for. And it says in verse 2, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Okay. Right now there is a huge wave that is going on in America, where there's a lot of people that they are now looking for God. They're turning to Him. They're wanting to return to the house of God. And I will tell you, when they come to the house of God, they need to find the God of the house. They need to see God on the throne. They need to see God being sought. They need to see God on the move, God in His glory. But if they don't find God where they're supposed to find God, they'll go away disappointed. The story of Ruth talks about that there was a famine in Bethlehem. Bethlehem means the house of bread. There was supposed to be bread, and there wasn't. And so before Ruth comes along, Naomi and her family went away from Bethlehem. They went to the land of the Moabites, and then they, after hardship hit, they came back to Bethlehem, and they found grain in the land again. And Naomi came back, says, I went away full, I came back empty, I went away blessed, and I came back bitter. And she didn't realize that Bethlehem was going to have the solution to her bitterness. And so Ruth came back and said, look, I am not leaving you. And Naomi ended up praising God at the end of that. I am thankful for the house of God. There are a lot of people who say, well, you know, I don't have to go to church to be a believer. And you may be right. You may not have to, but you get to. You say, well, you don't know some of the people that I went to church with. Well, I don't. You know, there have probably been people who've had bad experiences at every church in town. There are people who've had bad experiences at Merit Assembly of God. I don't want you to come to Merit Assembly of God for me. I want you to come to the house of God to encounter God. All I'm here to do is to introduce and to make sure that I help you to thrive in your relationship with God. That's my objective. I don't worry about a lot of the things that other people worry about. If I can get God in the proper place in my life and in the proper place in your life, then God's going to bring the entire entourage of his blessings with him. And that blessing includes his power. It includes his wisdom. It includes miracles and signs and wonders, and it includes the glory of God. I believe that God is still capable of doing signs and wonders and miracles, that he has a timely word in due season that is going to minister to exactly the people of that day. I'm not looking to preach the same thing that 4 million other churches are preaching that day. I'm looking for the word that God has for those who are at Merit Assembly of God on that particular day. Now, because of live streaming, that message may go around. And I'm thankful for the technology. I've seen this come to pass. There was a couple that walked in. One of them's been promoted to eternity. Another one has relocated out of the area. But they had come from a very large church with a very godly pastor. They drove quite a distance every week to come to our church. But the first Sunday they walked in the door, I can tell you exactly what I preached. It was 2 Peter chapter 1, and it was verses 2 through 4. And I can tell you that because they came to church and they were like, God, we need to know which church you want us to serve at. Now, I didn't know them. I didn't know they came from the same area of the country that I came from and that they had some of the same interests that I am interested in. But after the service, well, it wasn't that service, but the next week they showed up and they said, the word that you shared was the foundational truth of our life. We believe that God has called us here. We don't just believe he's called us to attend here. Pastor, we believe God has called us here to help you. They came from a church that ran in the tens of thousands and served at a church that ran less than 100. At that point in time, it was probably running less than 50. And they continued to serve faithfully. And that, you know what they said? Pastor, we've never seen a church get so many answers to prayer as we have this one. And we have been in a lot of different churches. You see, we pray for miracles. We pray that God would do great things. And so when you come, we're praying that God will open your eyes, that when you look for him, you will find him. When you look and need his power, that his power will be on display and that he will be seen as a glorious asset in our lives, not a liability like the enemy would try and make him out to be. Verse number 3 and verse number 4 says this, because your loving kindness is better than life. Let me start there for just a moment. A lot of people have the mindset that God is mean, he's cruel, he's harsh, he's unjust, he's out of touch, he's outdated, he's archaic, And I want you to know that everybody has an opinion, but not all opinions are created equal. David, under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. So I don't know what other people are going to do, but I'm going to praise him. I don't know everything that's gone on in your life. I don't know if you're living in a difficult environment or a palatial environment, but I can tell you, I'm going to praise him in every environment. And I do. I've praised him when I didn't have enough money and I had too much month. I've praised him in some of the most difficult seasons because I was never chasing money. I was always chasing God's will. Still am. And when you do that, you are going to find that his mercy, his loving kindness, it never goes away. He's not a God that is fickle and that you never know whether he's going to wake up merciful. The Bible says that his mercies are brand new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. God's loving kindness to us is better than life, better than cars, better than houses, better than all of the toys. It's better than power, better than fame, better than celebrity, better than anything this world has to offer is God's loving kindness. And we should praise him. He says, thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So when we praise God, we're blessing him. And there's only one time that we're supposed to do that. While we're alive. While we're alive. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. He is the resurrection and the life. And so believers not only get to live a few decades here on this earth, but we get to live forever in his presence. It is going to be a glorious worship session around the throne of God. He says, I will lift up my hands in your name. I get the thrill right now. It won't stay this way forever. My daughter and her family are living with us, and they have a baby that is less than a year old, and I've got to see some of his first experiences, his first stair to climb happened in church because he saw me up there. And he was trying to get up there to be part of my preaching. Within a couple of days, he was navigating all of those stairs without anyone's help. I've seen him as he's now gone on to standing, holding on to things, you know, navigating that journey by himself. And then standing on his own. And it won't be long. And he'll be taking those first few steps. He's taken a few steps with help. Before long, he will be walking and he will be running. But one of the things that I celebrate is whenever he looks at me, and he doesn't say anything. He can. He knows to make a few sounds and things like that. But he looks at me and he lifts up his hands, lifts up his arms, and with his with his hands, he intentionally makes a contracting motion that says, come here. Come pick me up. And I will tell you that when that very precious life, and any of my children have done that, I told my congregation if their grandkids came and they did that to me, I'd pick them up too with permission. But I tell you, that changes priorities for me. When he says, when he starts lifting up his hands and says, Grandpa, will you come pick me up? It will change my perspective. It will change my position. And in all honesty, because he's a child, one of the first things he does is he takes his hand and he grabs my cheek and he grabs my neck. And it's like, oh yes, that's very in attention getting. He just wants to be near us. And let me tell you, that's what God is looking for from us. He's not looking for a performance. He's looking for relationship. You may be like David and you are finding yourself in a spiritual wilderness. I will tell you that David found God as God in the pasture. He found him as God on the battlefield. He found him as God in the palace, and he also found him as God in the wilderness. David's best life came when he was seeking God, when he was seeking him early, and when he was praising and worshiping God. Do you know that David praised God in such a powerful way that demons that were hanging out with the king couldn't tolerate the praise of the guy who worshiped God on the strings? And so I will tell you, let me just say this. Verse number 5, David wrote this: my soul shall be satisfied or full with marrow and fatness, and my lips shall praise you with joyful lips. That doesn't sound like a guy who's depressed because of his environment. It sounds like a guy who is going to change his environment because of the praise of God that is rising up inside of him. I pray today that you will find that praising God is better than life, and that you can lift up your hands and you will find satisfaction and you will find joy flowing through you to the one who saves you and loves you. And his name is Jesus. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.